Good afternoon, folks. Yes, I said good afternoon. It is Rebecca from Black Sheep Rebranded. We're a little bit late this morning because it's now afternoon.
A little.
Oh, that was Rick.
Yeah, blame it on me because I own this one. I'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
So since he's so eager to talk.
No, I'm not eager to talk. You go ahead.
Okay. So we're Black Sheep Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. And his insights come from his years as a psychotherapist and his many, many life experiences. If you want to reach us, you can find us on Facebook, we're Black Sheep Rebranded. Or you can email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com or Rick at rstherapygroup.com. And now, here's Rick.
Well, good afternoon on this beautiful, sunny Monday afternoon of March. It is indeed the afternoon, and again, my apologies. And you know what, folks? It is 100% my doing today because I ignored the things that Rebecca had in the calendar, and so which I occasionally do, and I had other things in the calendar that I needed to do. So therefore, our day started off going sideways. It has continued to slide sideways. I ended up having to go to several Tim Hortons restaurants to get the donut that I actually wanted because nobody seemed to have the donut. I don't understand. And so everything from my optometrist to Service Ontario to Tim Hortons, everybody today. And I think it's just a symbol of I don't know, as Rebecca said, it's a symbol of daylight savings. We're jumping ahead here. And in that spring forward, we're losing an hour. And I think this stuff has got to stop. People are just, it's not been a good day for anybody. And I mean that sincerely. So what are we going to talk about this week? Rebecca had said, I think Monday and Thursday, I'd like to talk about the same subject on both days and just kind of have one melt into the other if possible. And what do you think of that idea about talking about the word hope, relationships, and how people get stuck?
I think that sounds very good.
Does it?
I think so. I'm very on pins and needles trying to wait for you to...
Oh, pins and needles, my butt. Oh, my word. Whatever. Anyhow, all right, let's get Rebecca off her pins and needles and let's get on to what we're going to talk about, which is, again, this whole idea of the hope. And I mean that sincerely and you know, a thousand times over, I've said hope is the most important thing that we can ever have. And yet when we put too much hope and false hope into things, then it becomes our greatest distraction. And so I want to begin with this song by Miley Cyrus, The Climb. Several people I know who absolutely love this song. And again, highly encourage y'all. Listen to the words, listen to the whole song after, but let's just give a bit of a start. It's all about hope. Hey, folks, just think about those words. There's always going to be another mountain to climb. There's always going to be something else that I need to move. It is about the climb. It is about the effort that we put in to building our lives. It is not about the destination that we get to. It is truly 100% about the climb. Because as Myers Sarah said, you know, I keep being told I might not get there. I keep getting told that it may not happen. This is us in relationships, and both today and Thursday, that's what we're going to be talking about. But we're going to be talking about not just your intimate relationships, but relationships across the board. And I mean including at work. And so some of the stuff I'm going to talk about is going to be really specific, but most of the stuff is going to be fairly general. And you can apply this to literally every single relationship that you have. And I'm going to stress that again. The climb, right? You go back, listen to those words again. You know, what she says at the beginning of this song, just listen again. I can almost see it. Almost. That dream I'm dreaming. The dream. There's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach. Oh, hope. It's all about hope. And so often. We keep trying, the faith that we're having, all the things that we're doing, we keep trying, and we keep trying so hard, and we keep doing everything that we can, and we keep going, oh, how is that? Why is that? Well, you know what, beautiful people? The reason why that is, quite frankly, is that word hope. We continue to put hope into things that we should not be putting hope into. We continue to put in energy telling ourselves that what we are seeing in front of us will change, it will evolve, it will be something. Over and over. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, all the clients I talked to, last week, many of the clients I talked to are emotionally stuck, whether it be employment or relationships or family. They are emotionally stuck because they do not want to accept where the people are. I'm going to say that again. Y'all don't want to understand and accept that the words that you're feeling, the things that you're hearing, that is truly one of those things where, again, the understanding is, where is that person? What are the words that they're saying? How is it that they're saying these things? Why are they saying these things? It really is this absolutely subtle difference between you hear the words, you see the actions, but do you accept them? One of the people I was recently talking to said, you know, in 2015, we took a trip. It was magical. The agreement was, we would come alternate vacations. We would come back to where they were standing right then. And from 2015 to 2024, she has never been back to that place. Never. Just think about that. They made this solemn promise on their first trip together in 2015. And when they made that solemn promise, the promise was, and she has been spending every year begging, pleading, come on, can we go back to my favorite place on the planet? And between 2015 and now, it has never happened. And so when I said to her, I said, why do you attribute that? What's going on? There's always a priority. It's not my priority, it's his priority. And the priority is, we will go, and they've been 7 times away on holidays since 2015, and all 7 times have been to other places that she didn't want to go. 3 of them were back to the exact same place that he wanted to go because he liked it, but never back. And so that priority, that sense of priority of who that person is, again, never once has it ever been a doubt in her mind, but never wanted to accept that this, what she was a utilitarian factor for him. And I'm going to say this again, folks, because couples that have been together for 30 years, couples that have been together for 3 months, I see it all the time where the idea of what they're being told, the idea of what they're hearing, what does it do? It comes in and then they put hope in its place. And the hope that they put in its place is, that's right, something's going to change. Because they do not want to accept one thing, which is that perhaps they are not the problem. Perhaps it's simply the fundamentals of that relationship doesn't work. It works for all kinds of things. It works for being able to build things. Y'all know I've been married a few times. Y'all, you know, I've had a few relationships. And the fact is, when I got honest, truly honest, about what inspired and drove the other person, and was it something that we compromised on? And it's compromising and hope that when you ignore those two things, that's when we go sideways. And so go back to that Miley Cyrus song, The Climb, right? I can almost see it. I can almost touch it. I almost get there. But I want to keep saying to myself, but why? Because the reality is you are hearing exactly, and I mean to a T, you are hearing exactly what the person intends. And not only do you hear exactly what the person intends, then you dismiss it. You throw it away. Again, I mean it sincerely. I see it all the time in financial decisions, you know, couples and or individuals. And these are both clients and people that I just know. Where, again, the sense of who you are, the sense of what inspires you and what brings you together. All over the map. So, again, going on, what happens, folks, is when people actually start to have honest conversations about what's going on, and they get out of their head what other people are saying to them, and they truly get in their own head and go, what is it that I need? What is it that will truly make me happy? And so, you know, drivers, I got lots of drivers out there who are listening, you know, and these professional drivers are doing what they can to get product up and down the road for us to have our everyday lives. And some of those drivers are home every day, and some of those drivers are gone for 3 or 4 days or 5 days at a time. Some of those drivers can be gone for longer than that. But each and every one of those drivers, hopefully, is having an honest conversation with their partner, and their partner is building a life where they understand that they're going to be living semi-independent lives. And when they have those honest conversations, when I was a kid, guy I used to go trucking with all the time as a kid, and you know, he'd mostly just run Ontario and Quebec. He ran a lot, didn't go very far, but he was gone all the time, worked unbelievable amounts of hours. And so what he was doing, again, was he was doing that so his wife could stay home. They had conversations. They had moments of understanding. And those moments of understanding led to decades of a beautiful marriage. And so this is, again, one of these ideas that when you throw it out there, you have to be really honest. And that honesty means, what is it that the person is saying to you? What is it that their actions are showing you? Because again, I'm going to have people all the time who are going to say, oh yeah, 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 I'm there. I hear you. But then what are their actions telling you? Are their actions telling you, yeah, I'm there, I've got your back? Or do their actions tell you something completely different? All the years, you know, my neighbors, all the years that I've lived beside them, they've never had to wonder if they reach out, and lots of times they don't even have to reach out, but if they reach out and say, you know, can you clean up the driveway, or can you, you know, cut the grass, or can you do this, can you do that? Lots of times it's just done. Okay, and it's from conversations that we've had where it's like, hey, you know, I got the equipment, I got your back, don't worry. And so they can sit there and they can look at both the actions and the words, and they both align to say the exact same thing. Rick means what he says. He says what he does. He's got your back. And unfortunately, all too many people will only tell you a fraction of the story of what it is that they actually need. They will not tell you all of what they need. And so this morning, you know, again, you know, I saw people in a couple different offices struggling with their colleagues. Why? Because they weren't accepting who and what the person is. And so this last song we're going to wrap up with today is Moments by Emerson Drive. And it starts off, I was coming down the end of a long walk when a man crawled out of a cardboard box under the E Street Bridge. He followed me onto it. We're going to put the song up for the rest of these words, but the fact is that the man that was on that long walk was on a long walk because he'd applied hope. He'd applied all kinds of things. And I've done it to friendships. I've done it to family. I've done it across the board. Where I sit there and I go, oh my goodness, this person, yeah, you're going to love me. You're going to be there for me. You're going to be there to help me. You're going to be there to do these things because I see you do it with other people, but then they don't do it for me. And I go, well, there must be something I'm not doing right. No, it's just fundamental respect. And it's that fundamental respect to go out there and to stop putting hope into people and places because you have a dream, because you have a thought. You know, Martin Luther King, I have a dream. Beautiful speech. If you've never heard it, Google it. It's a beautiful speech. I have a dream where we will put aside our differences. And when we do that, we have to understand that by doing that, we have to understand, first of all, where we are and the message that we are receiving day in and day out. All too often, people who get out of relationships and the other person goes, I have no idea what happened. It's because they repeatedly asked for something and they were ignored. So now we're going to flip into the Emerson Drive here on our way out. And so just keep these things in mind and I'm going to see what I can do. So if you play this podcast and then we're going to continue on, hopefully right where we're leaving off now, and we'll begin with Emerson Drive. We have these moments and we'll see what we can do with those moments to get honest with ourselves about who, what, why, and where I am in my life. We've had our moments, folks. We've had our moments where we walk out to the middle of that bridge and we want to jump. We want to do things. We want to turn our worlds upside down. The reason why we want to do that is because in those moments of desperation, we lose hope. And that's why I say hope is so intrinsic. It is so important. We cannot live without it. And yet we need to learn to put place and time to hope. If we put the wrong time into hope and the wrong place into hope, we will not be able to live within our own minds, which brings us out to the center of that bridge where we have those moments, folks. Hey folks, Rick Sherwood here again from Black Sheep Rebranded, and again for Rebecca, Sherry, and myself, we thank you so much for tuning in, and hey, I can't wait to see where this one ends up on Thursday, folks, but like I said, hope, we need it, but we also need to learn to put hope in its place, And if we do not put it in its place and we give it to people who do not deserve it, they will use our hope to make us want to cross that bridge and get to the center. That's not a good thing, folks. Y'all be good. Have yourselves a wonderful week. Again, we look forward to talking to you again on Thursday. Again, not a replacement for mental health. What this is meant to inspire conversation. And even if that conversation is only within you, to find a better life, fantastic. But if this inspires you to reach out, please do so. We will talk again very soon.